Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to third for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Tabner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson now playing left field. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. French hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. French reaches second base with a double. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes French. The throw from Basler and he is safe. French steals third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. French bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Hale scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Basler and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Heilman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-2 in the game. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus fields it and throws to home to get Hale. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes French. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. French steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rommel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. Warner moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Warner scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fothergill is walked intentionally. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway now playing shortstop. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-3 in the game. Bassler hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo pinch hits for Sam Gibson. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galloway. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.